let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are going from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we're so glad you're on the journey with us today. This podcast is going to help you create abundance in all seven pillars of your life: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. And today we're diving into one of the hottest topics in longevity and wellness: molecular and non-molecular hydrogen. The actual gas. We're going to talk about how one of the smallest molecules in the universe has profound impact on energy, inflammation, recovery, brain health, and healthy aging. Our guest today is Greg the Hydrogen Man. He is a molecular hydrogen researcher and educator and host of the popular YouTube channel Uprising 144K. After battling severe autoimmune issues, diseases, tumors, gut issues, arthritis, heart problems, depression, and even becoming wheelchair bound, Greg went on a mission to heal himself. And through years of research, he discovered that molecular hydrogen credits itself as a key part of his remarkable recovery. Today, we're going to separate hype from science. We're going to uncover what consumers need to know before investing in hydrogen technology, and we're going to explore why this tiny molecule is generating so much excitement in the health and wellness community. Please join me in welcoming Greg the Hydrogen Man to the show. Welcome, Greg, and I know you're coming in from Japan, which is so exciting. What time is it over there this morning?
It's about roughly 8 in the morning.
Okay. And I'm on East Coast time in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's 7 at night. And we're making this happen for you guys because I want my community to know about your story. It's so inspiring. Can you take us back to one of the lowest points of your story when you were having depression in a wheelchair, not knowing how you were ever going to get out of this health crisis, and share what ultimately led you to discover the power of molecular hydrogen?
Yeah, you know, you asked me to go to one of my low points, and it was really, really hard. You know, it really showed me, I feel like I learned a lot about people and the human condition when you're dealing with things like medical issues. It just ruins your life. I mean, that's really what I experienced. And it was a little ironic that I had worked in the medical field for a little over 2 decades.
So what did you do in the medical field?
Well, and honestly, I would love to share that, but because I have a lawyer now because I...
Oh, it's not relevant. Okay. Okay.
I've been attacked so much, like you have no idea. And it's mostly, it seems to be a lot of what I've discovered is very controversial. And so there's certain things that, you know, I have to be cautious, really cautious. I hate to say overly
cautious. Okay.
But ultimately, I really did get an inside view of what's behind the curtain, quote unquote, in Western medicine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say that everything in Western medicine is terrible, but I will say that I wasn't totally impressed by a lot of what I had been seeing. And I remember thinking to myself, I hope I never get sick. I hope I don't have to, you know, deal with this someday. And that's literally exactly what happened to me. I ended up getting so sick, so many major medical issues. And when I say ruined my life, I mean, it ruined my life. I couldn't even work anymore. I lost my job. You lose everything when you can't really walk, when you're, you know, constantly in pain and dealing with all these other issues, including the most severe one was really the heart condition. As far as, you know, my cardiologist telling me, you're going to die in so many years, you know, you're not going to be around much longer. You need open heart surgery, you know, all these crazy things that they tell you.
Yeah.
it's hard to know what to believe sometimes too. Just one example off the top of my head, before I begin, you know, I don't give medical advice. I don't make medical claims.
Right. We are not doctors. We're not telling anyone what to do with your health. Like, consult your doctor. And this is just an interesting conversation. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I can tell you is there was a woman who is 98 years old and she had three different heart conditions. So this has happened before and it happened to me. There's numerous people, but it's one of the more interesting examples because this particular woman, they told her, she needed surgery, but they weren't going to give it to her because she's almost 100 years old. They literally told her, you probably won't survive the surgery. And she ended up, somebody that she knows knew me. And they were like, hey, do you think that what worked for you would work for her? And of course, she ended up trying it. And lo and behold, all her heart conditions went away. No surgery. She's almost 100.
Amazing. And
on top of it, she was on these pharmaceutical drugs for over 30 years. And she ended up having to get off those too. And the cardiologist literally couldn't believe it, her doctor. I ended up getting an email from him. And this is how I've met a lot of physicians in regards to when they see the results of like these protocols that I created for myself. Because it's interesting how I'm very spiritual, but it's also very scientific, you know, and it just falls.
Well, it's all connected. That's the philosophy that I teach about the seven pillars of abundance. They're all spokes of the same bicycle wheel. So it's spiritual and the scientific, quantum physics. So still, how did you discover in your hour of need when everything was falling apart that hydrogen is this miraculous molecule?
It's ironic that I prayed. You know, I still remember very vividly where I was. I was literally on a couch because I couldn't move. Mm. And I used to be like really athletic. So not being able to, I literally went to go try to lift up a remote control into channel on the television and I couldn't. That's how much pain I was in. I couldn't work a remote control. It felt pathetic, you know, I mean, worse than an 80-year-old man, you know. And so it was really bad. And I just remember literally I was by myself. I started crying, you know, I just started bawling and like, look at me and what's going on. And I think that at our low point, a lot of us do this, but I just started praying. You know, I didn't even ask for a miracle. You know, I didn't say, hey, God, heal me right now. I remember what I prayed for and it was very instinctual. I just said, you know, if you could just guide me to understand this human body on a different level and what I can do to overcome these medical challenges, because Western medicine had not been helping. You know, they wanted to throw like pain pills at me, anti-inflammatory pills at me. You know, they didn't really have any real, and I knew where those type of drugs led. You know, there were specific drugs. I mean, things like meloxicam, if people bought this particular drug. And I've literally known people who've passed away from using certain pharmaceuticals, or they cause extreme damage to liver. And there's all these different, you know, side effects. And I knew that there had to be another solution. And I was trying to read a lot of scientific literature because I had listened to podcasts like a lot of us do. And I got really confused, to be honest, because you'd have one podcast saying you should eat nothing but meat. You'd hear another, you should eat nothing but vegetables. You got one podcaster saying drink alkaline water. You got another podcast. So everybody's really
not. One says you should fast. The other one says you should have like 30 to 40 grams of protein within an hour of waking up. It is so confusing out there. And the health and wellness world right now.
Yes. That's absolutely what was happening to me when I went down this path. And it was confusing. And I tried all these different paths. And to be honest, I wasn't getting any results. And so I took it upon myself. I'm like, you know what? I need to actually look at data. Like, I need to actually look at the best scientific evidence. And I'm going to have to do a lot of critical thinking. And I actually, so I did look at a lot of scientific literature, but I also actually read a lot of ancient scripture in regards to ancient wisdom about health. Mm-hmm. And then I actually meditated on this stuff too. And so something strange happened after I made that prayer. It was within literally about 2 weeks. And things started almost like coming to me. And sometimes this is kind of sound weird, but because I'm more of a science data guy. But I started having like these visions and it just kind of like understanding things about the human body that are so kind of simple and basic yet complex. And so I literally created my own protocols. I created all these different protocols. But one of the things that I stumbled upon, literally one of the very first most amazing ones, was hydrogen. I stumbled upon some scientific research that I was reading about it. And I literally thought, this is way too good to be true. There is no way that what I'm reading is legitimate. And the deeper I dug and literally looking at who is doing the scientific research, like who's coming up with this, you know, because a lot of times that's where you find the scams, who funded, right? And I started finding, that it was coming out of Japan, and I started finding major universities. Like this is literally something that is used in university hospitals, roughly about 30 of them. And so this is very legitimate. And the amount of data was remarmable. At this point, it's not just like there's 100 studies, which would be amazing, or 500 studies, or even 1,000. There's roughly 2,000 studies on hydrogen. And I became quite interested in reading about it. First, but I continued to read about it for literally over 3 years, if you can imagine that. And my condition got so severe that I was so desperate. And I thought, okay, this hydrogen stuff, because back in those days, this was a long time ago, by the way, this is over a decade ago. You don't just go to the corner drugstore and say, hey, do you have some molecular hydrogen I can get?
Right.
You don't just go to your doctor and say, hey, how do I get this molecular hydrogen? What's the dosing? How do I use it? What's the right way? What's the wrong way? Like, it didn't happen like that. So I literally had to figure these all out on my own. And then something happened that a lot of people don't realize about molecular hydrogen, that there's different ways to make it. The way that they use it in a university hospital, or they use it in an ambulance, by the way, for example, again, in Japan, to the way that you'd want to use it at home, it's all different. And a lot of it, in my personal opinion, from what I got literally seen, is that it could potentially be dangerous. And you and I were talking a little bit off air about, you know, how you make it can cause certain issues. Like, I'll give you one example. Have you heard of these hydrogen tablets out there?
Yep, the little tablets that you drop in the water.
Yeah, to me, I can't even believe that they're legal. And I'll give you an example why. Have you ever heard of something called elemental magnesium?
I've heard of magnesium, but I don't know what elemental magnesium does.
So there's many different types of magnesium. Mm-hmm. And elemental magnesium is illegal to put in food, okay? In the U.S., in Canada, in Japan, like you're not there's a reason. You can literally Google it. You can literally Google, is elemental magnesium legal to be put in food? Now, this is what's shocking to you. What do you think is the main active ingredient in hydrogen tablets?
Elemental magnesium.
You got it. So does that not like click something in your brain for a moment? Because one of the frustrating things that I've discovered on this journey. So my whole purpose at this point, ever since I made my prayer, well, one thing that I didn't mention about when I prayed, I did ask for guidance. And for whatever reason, I don't know why I did this. I just said, you know, God, if you can guide me, I promise that if I figure this out, that I will share it with others. It was kind of like a promise that I made because I believe so strongly. This is why I love like your show, for example. Touching people's lives, you can either touch it in positive ways or negative. And to me, it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, like ancient scripture, like I'm not going to start bringing up all these scriptures. I'm not trying to go down that route. But think even somebody very famous like Jesus, right? When they ask him the most important teaching of his teachings, he said to love one another. Mm-hmm. And to me, loving people is like sharing good information that can change their lives spiritually, mentally, like we talk about depression. And I went through that too. And I realized something very, very, very important. I realized, of course, how to feed the body, how to do all these amazing things, you know, with the body. I've even had blood work from doctors that have just blown their mind. I'm even involved with a doctor now. He is so blown away by the results that he's seen from the blood work, from these protocols that I've done. He just can't believe it. And he has his own laboratory. So he's very, very interested in what I'm doing these days because he's really into anti-aging and he really wants to improve health on other levels. And we can talk about that later. But I think when you touch people, you know, we know how to feed the body, do all these things. But I also think that we need to learn how to feed the soul. This is something that is very important. Because you could have all the money in the world and Ferraris and mansions and feel empty inside, right?
True.
And my personal opinion is one of the ways that we feed our soul is when you touch people's lives in positive ways. You know, that this is just my view. And so it became very, very important to me to talk to people about the things I've discovered because a huge part of my protocol, yes, it's hydrogen. And part of the protocols are high purity. So that means high purity of your water, high purity of your hydrogen, high purity of your food, high purity of the air you breathe. Like, purity is so foundational because we have so many chemicals, so many toxins everywhere these days. It's unbelievable. It's in everything.
How did you get so sick? I mean, were you just eating and drinking and doing whatever you wanted?
Oh, yeah.
Not having a pure lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. I never thought twice about what was in my water, what was in my food. I was struggling, you know, when you're young and stuff, you know, I was literally living off of 99 cent burgers and which they probably don't exist now, but back when I was younger, you know, we had the 99 cent burgers that I would live off of, or the top ramens, and it just, I wasn't taking care of myself. And I did some really terrible things to my body. You know, we take health for granted sometimes, right? I know I did. And now I treat myself like health is like the most important thing in my life, because without my health, I'm good to anybody else. I'm not good. I'm not any good to myself. I'm not good to society. If anything, sometimes you can be a drain on society if you're sick and you can't, you know, be part of society and also, what's the word I'm looking for? Not provide.
Contribute.
Contribute. That was the word I was looking for. Yeah. I didn't feel like I could contribute to society. You know, and when you're sick, you kind of end up being kind of, unfortunately, you have to be kind of a leech off society. You know, you have to, whether it's getting food stamps or whatever, you know, when you're in need. And so medical issues really, they can cause a lot of problems, and they certainly did in my life. And, So it was an interesting path. And after reading the hydrogen stuff, after many years of reading it, I ended up realizing I have to figure out how to use this stuff. You know, I got to give it a shot. I've tried so many things. It's one of the things that I also learned a lot about is I tried a lot of things. I mean, I tried, honestly, I won't go down the list because I feel like I've just pretty much tried everything and anything under the sun, you know, and it was a really long road. And that's ultimately how I arrived here. You know, and started doing these protocols, and the results were just ridiculous. I mean, the things that we started seeing, you know, I've seen things just disappear, whether it was like diabetes, blood pressure issues, cholesterol issues, dementia, Alzheimer's, like a lot of eye conditions, which is really kind of weird, but macular degeneration, glaucoma, heart conditions, obviously. I've interviewed some of these people on my channel, like this one guy who had cancer. You know, he just said all of a sudden mysteriously disappeared. Even his doctor put him on the list of miracles. That's why so many doctors have found me, because they end up finding somebody that I've worked with, for example. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, how did this happen? And then they get in contact with me. And this is going to continue. And there's some really new, interesting, some interesting new connections, and continue to try to bring this information to people, because it's remarkable, you know.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, I want to talk about, just for the person who's listening who doesn't even really know what molecular hydrogen is, what exactly is it, and why researchers are paying so much attention to it. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Thank you for listening, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We'll be right back with Greg the Hydrogen Man. Thanks, guys. We are back in the studio with Greg the Hydrogen Man. Just for the person who really doesn't know what molecular hydrogen is, let's just be really basic and explain what it is and why people are all of a sudden getting, you know, obsessed with it.
You know, the simplest way to explain it is it's a gas. Okay. And types of gases. So one of the ones we breathe all the time is oxygen. Right? Our atmosphere is roughly 20-21% oxygen, depending where you're located. But that's a gas. And so molecular hydrogen is just a different type of gas. We didn't know that it appears to have potential benefit. We did not know this originally. And so that's ultimately what it is. And when it comes to gases...
But it's part of water, right? H2O?
Yeah, well, it is kind of. So for example, H2 is molecular hydrogen. O is oxygen.
Right.
But think about it this way. It's like saying that oxygen is water, because you can't breathe in water, right? Right. But oxygen is in water.
Yeah.
So not to confuse it, because water is an interesting thing. It's two gases. It's oxygen and hydrogen, but together they end up creating this liquid that is obviously essential for life, right? Which is why on my protocol, the highest purity of water is like extremely important. That's like the ultimate for me. And a lot of people don't know the deep science of water, which is one of the reasons that I'm here in Japan, because they know water like nobody in the, on the planet. They're obsessed with water, and you should see the things they do with it. I want to take more footage when I go to some of these places. They do so many things with water, and it's truly, truly remarkable. And they've, even the word hydrogen itself, like molecular hydrogen, literally means that which becomes water.
Hmm.
And so hydrogen is very, interestingly enough, hydrogen is hydrating. So when you use it, it appears to be way more hydrating. I've literally seen it with my own mother. You know, and as you get older, hydration is really important to how the human body functions. Here, you're looking for some supplement and all this stuff. You need to get properly hydrated in order for the body to just work properly. So that's
for the supplements to even work, because so many people are spending so much money on supplements. But if you're not drinking them with a lot of water, they're not even like getting to the cells. So
no, you're correct.
Let's hear about the protocol. I mean, you said your protocol is something that has healed people miraculously. I'm sure you individualize them for each person, but in general, what are your protocols that are helping so many people with their health?
Well, first I'll emphasize, I didn't say that they're healing anybody, right?
Right. Again, the disclaimer, this is just a conversation for fun and education. We're not making any medical claims. But yeah, what is the protocol that you're so excited about?
So there actually is multiple protocols. And they depend on the medical issues that people are dealing with.
Yep.
And it also depends on how much somebody wants to do. So there's like lower level protocols, higher level protocols.
Yep.
Without going into crazy detail, because it's kind of a difficult thing. It's like saying, what's the workout? Everybody has to work out a little differently.
Right.
Depending on their body type and their age. But what I can say is that the highest purity of water is part of my protocol. That's like literally foundation. Why? Mm-hmm. Because if you were literally to see the lab reports that I've seen about what's in our water, it's no wonder everybody's sick. It's shocking what's in our
water. I mean, my first job out of college was selling water filtration. So I am aware of there's arsenic, there's carcinogens, there's crazy stuff, there's birth control, there's crazy stuff in the water.
Microplastics, forever chemicals, the fluorides.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical drugs, like you said, on and on it goes, right? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Spread out of like thousands of contaminants.
And so, yes, you're right. Yeah, thousands. And a lot of stuff we don't even test. And not to get too conspiratorial, but I will say that ironically, there was a leaked CIA document like roughly 3 to 3.5 months ago. And I know people don't, I'm always learning and reading all this stuff. They literally had in the document that they've been putting stuff in our water on purpose, by the way. And I'm thinking, why would they do such a thing? Now, according to the document, I don't know if I should get into why they were doing it, but let's not,
because I don't want to get this show like banned off any of the social media platforms that we're on. So let's keep it PG.
Yeah. You want to clean your water. Now, if you think that your water filter will filter out everything out of water, unfortunately, it won't. And so I had to study, because I ended up going down this huge rabbit hole, and it's a huge part of my protocol, about the cleanest water on the planet and also the cleanest hydrogen on the planet. Like, I wanted the best of the best, right? And to clean your water, you really need I learned every water filtration modality in existence. So I learned all about it, and I looked at all the lab reports. I'm a data guy. And the best way to clean your water is basically what we would call carbon distillation.
Mm-hmm.
Combination of distillation with carbon filtration. Or you could do reverse osmosis with distillation. You need the combination in order to really get everything out of the water. And that includes bacteria, parasites, yeah. viruses, radioactive contaminants. That's one of the ones that shocked me the most. That we have, it appears that we have radioactive contaminants in our water. Like, who would have ever thought that that's in our water? And so it's absolute craziness, right? So that was foundational and learning how to use water properly. Then the huge part of the protocol is the hydration. And really saddened me lately is how much of a gimmick it's become. Because you can, look, producing hydrogen is not the most difficult thing in the world. You could hook up a battery and you could run electrical current, you know, through water, and you could hydrogen and oxygen bond, and you could have some hydrogen in there, and somebody could sell you on the fact, like even the pills, right? It's a chemical reaction and it causes some hydrogen. People don't understand that how you produce it matters. So if I give you another example, just like the water one, let's go into, let's say, vegetables or even meat. Like, you know, the way you grow a cow, you know, what you feed it, does it matter? Of course it matters.
Of course, yeah.
You know, and the way vegetables too, are they being sprayed with chemicals? You know, God knows what they're doing to them. Are they in depleted soils? Is one apple going to be the same as another apple? And they're not the same. So how you produce this medical gas or this particular gas, molecular hydrogen, I had to learn engineering, by the way. I had to learn all sorts of the engineering, the science of metallurgies, all the different modalities of making hydrogen. I know every way of making it and the pros and cons and the dangers potentially of doing it wrong. And I have personally seen people harm themselves by doing hydrogen the wrong way. And it literally breaks my heart because it leaves people a bad taste in their mouth. You know, they're like, you know what? I don't really want to do hydrogen again, because I've known people who got harmed by it. And then they just like, I don't want nothing to do with it. But if you do it right, and this goes for water too. You could drink water, they could really make you sick. I mean, you remember, there's all sorts of stories, but you remember the whole Aaron Brockovich thing?
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff gets in your water.
So many stories. There's Flint, Michigan. There's so many stories where the water poisoned the people. And you can overdrink water. I mean, Brooke Shields almost died from overhydrating. So yeah, water is something that you have to be very particular with.
And that's exactly why the protocols are different too. Because if you have certain kidney disease, like I would never tell somebody to take a hydrogen tablet, for example, or even use one of the hydrogen bottles that you were mentioning, because, you know, people don't realize a lot of this stuff is coming out of China. And there's different levels of materials that they're using. And we are using a lot of time electrolysis. So we're using electricity to make this hydrogen. And the way that it interacts with water, it's crazy, by the way. Like if you directly, you can Google this. Anybody can Google this, by the way. And nobody's even thought about it. I actually kind of discovered this. We have high level, okay, the highest level of microplastics. A lot of people are talking about microplastics.
Sure.
Do you know where we get the most microplastics from, like where they're coming from when we're ingesting them?
Bottled water.
Water.
Yeah.
So again, we go back to the protocol. Carbon distill your water, get rid of all the microplastics on top of stuff that I was mentioning, right? So you clean your water. Do you even realize that the little hydrogen bottle you have that you were talking about?
Yeah.
Literally directly electrolyzing the water. Now, did you even think, if there's microplastics in your water, because most people don't carbon distill like I do.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot of work. That interaction of direct electrolysis, do you know what it does to the microplastics and how that affects your body?
What?
It's not good. It's like lighting plastic on fire. Like, I'll give you another example too. Like, a lot of people use microwaves, right? If you put food in a microwave and that food has microplastics, which you know that most likely it does because they're everywhere now.
Right.
It's like lighting plastic on fire and it releases all these toxic gases. Okay. So again, you have to think about how you're doing things in your life and how they're affecting your health potentially. And so basically, like the hydrogen that I recommend, for example, if people want to see the device I use, it's a Japanese device. The website's holyhydrogen.com. And it uses a special method where it has what's called a dual chamber system. Why? So the electricity never touches the water. Like, have you ever heard of those Kangen machines? They're really popular. Alkaline water, and then now that they're claiming that they're hydrogen water, those do direct electrolysis. You couldn't pay me to drink from those machines. Okay. People don't understand because they don't understand the science of it. And that's okay, because not everybody can dedicate their lives like I have to the subject. So that's why I try to make it easy. I say, look, this is the best filtration method. It's what I use. And I only recommend what I use. And I only use the best. I want my body.
Well, not everyone can afford a fancy hydrogen machine. So what would you tell to the person listening to this podcast that can't afford, you know, the fancy Japanese hydrogen machine? Like, what can they do?
So my personal opinion is, if you can't do hydrogen correctly, don't even do it. Mm. Like, the risk is not worth the reward that you think you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it. And so what I would do is start with the basics. You can clean your water. Anybody can pretty much afford to clean your water. Like, if they want to look at carbon distillers, like, to me, clean water is priceless. Like,
yeah.
If you had a machine that costs $20,000, for example, to clean your water to the highest purity, it'd be worth it if you could afford it. But the good news is, it doesn't cost 20 grand. In fact, you can go to a website called mypurewater.com.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people love discount codes. I have a code called Uprising144K if they want to use the code. But you can literally get an American-made carbon distiller, and they're not that expensive. Yeah, they're in the hundreds of dollars, but it's not a device you're going to have to buy every month or every year. I mean, these things last years and years and years and years. I've been using mine literally every single day, multiple times a day, to make clean water on the regular. And it's been great.
And is it like a over-the-counter unit, a whole home unit? What is it?
So they literally have tons of different options on their website. So mm-hmm. I bought their countertops for, and the countertop cost me like something like $600 or $700.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just do it manually with the countertop. And I did that for years. And after years of doing that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to splurge and get one of their bigger units. So I got one of the bigger units. It's all automatic now. It's almost like a keg. You can just pull a nozzle and clean water comes out, like really clean. And they're not that expensive either. I think that was about $2,000, you know? And to me, I mean, you spend that on tires.
Yeah, true.
And when it comes to your health, I just can't put a price tag on it these days. And I'm just grateful that it's not 30 grand or 50 grand or these ridiculous numbers. All these items that I've needed, I mean, they've all cost me altogether less than $5,000. You know, carbon distillers, my hydrogen generator. I have a really good blender for some of my protocols. You know, some minerals, some nutrients. Like, it's not the end of the world. I spend way more than that on medical insurance that never helped me. I spend more than that on doctors. You know.
We're going to get to another commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to hear about some of the supplements and minerals that you recommend. Everyone, you are listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We are here at the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show talking to Greg, the Hydrogen Man. You just mentioned a blender and some nutrition and minerals that you recommend as part of your protocol. Tell us a little bit about those.
So, and you know, for people who are interested in the different protocols, it took a while, but I've been working on this with a team recently. We created using AI
mm-hmm. and
a website. So depending on like the conditions that you're dealing with and which protocol would you want to follow, and all that's coming out real, real soon. So if people want to have access to that, I would just say go make sure to subscribe to my channel, for example, and you'll be hearing about the updates, you know, pretty soon. So that way people can get guidance that way. But minerals is another one that is extremely important. And I created this protocol on my own. I discovered a way to use minerals with hydrogen synergistically. And minerals are so important, not only to health, for example, with soils, for growing proper food, the way that minerals affect the food we grow. And we, as humans, are a lot like plants. We need really clean water. We need the sunshine. We need good minerals. And that's one of the biggest things also from, of course, hydrogen was the biggest thing that I learned from Japan. And they have the longest life expectancy industrialized nation in the world. And you begin to understand why when you begin to dig here.
What is it? What is their life expectancy in Japan?
Well, they have more centennials than anybody in the world, people who are over 100. And I mean, I just met a lady recently who just turned 100 years old. And it's so hard to believe, like, seeing people who are 100 years old farming. They're still farming. It's unbelievable. And the people are so, you know, very kind, and cleanliness is a huge part of their, you know, their thing. And everything they do is so much detail. We were talking off camera a while about the 3 earthquakes that I've endured while I've been here. And, you know, you saw what happened in Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
Which is really sad. In my opinion, the reason that didn't happen in Japan is because of how detailed they are with their construction. The Japanese are like super smart. They're really incredible people. And I'm always fascinated by different cultures, different people. And I'm not biased. Look at like whether it's data or the facts. And the fact is, the Japanese are pretty amazing. Yes. Some of the food they grow and the soil. And did you know that they're master farmers? I didn't even know that America hired Japanese farmers back in the day to teach their methods. And I've been looking at how they do their farming. It's unbelievable. And their food. You should see some of the food that growing. You can't even believe it. Like food that I've literally had in America, like a melon. I'll give you an example. A melon. I've eaten an American melon and it's like, okay, it's good, mm-hmm. right? You dig in with your spoon and actually, dare I say, it's almost like, I don't want to say it's dry because it's a fruit. It's supposed to be juicy, but you put your spoon in and you eat your melon and whatever. I had a Japanese melon that's grown by the Japanese. It almost seems like it's not even the same fruit. You dig a spoon and the juices are gushing out of this melon. And wow. the flavors are so different. And what I've learned by talking to the Japanese is they said it has to do with the minerals. The richer the minerals, the richer the fruit and the food that you grow. And the flavors, like I tried some of their strawberries. My goodness. Again, they said the same thing. They said it's the minerals in the soils that brings out these flavors. You know, it's kind of like salt. You know, salt is supposed to be filled with minerals, by the way. It's not just supposed to be just salt. Supposed to be rich in minerals. That's why people have become so interested in like Celtic sea salt and Himalayan salt, because they actually have minerals in them. And so it's really fascinating to learn from the Japanese. They're truly remarkable, and they clearly discovered hydrogen. I believe they're the only country in the world that really uses it medically at university hospitals. Just watch. America's going to do it too. In fact, it just started. So Japan's been doing it for over a decade. And America just started hearing about hydrogen. They're so far behind, by the way, which is one of the reasons why I think there's so many gimmicks out there that can cause a lot of problems. But I can tell you that at Boston Children's Hospital, they are doing their first official work with molecular hydrogen. So people can read about that if they want. But I've already done all this work. Like, doctors are going to start learning about it. But I'm already, you know, 10 years ahead of them already by learning from the Japanese. I've been learning from neurosurgeons. Oh, there's a neurosurgeon over here who also specializes in hydrogen. You should see what it does for the brain. I mean, when people talk about brain fog, depression, Alzheimer's, dementia, or if you just want to be more sharp, you should see the results. Like, it's so unbelievable. There's actually a clinic here in Japan that is specializing. They're using the Japanese equipment that we were talking about. And to be really quite honest, as I've learned about hydrogen and how difficult it is to make properly so that it's safe and effective and super pure and all these things, it's not an easy thing to do. And learning about all that, the device is roughly like $2,000, right? Mm-hmm. Hydrogen website.
What's it called?
The device is called the Lord's Hydrofix Premium.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, the website's called holyhydrogen.com for people who want to look at it. When I saw the device originally and I was thinking, oh, it's like $2,000-something, the first thing is, oh my gosh, that seems expensive, right? That was the first thing I thought. The more I've learned about hydrogen, it just seems super cheap now to me because of what it does, how long it lasts. The reliability is a big thing that the Japanese focus on. That's why everybody knows like Toyota for longevity and And these buildings that can endure these earthquakes, it's like these people know how to build quality stuff. And they're it's so remarkable. And so, and the fact that the machine makes both the hydrogen water and hydrogen gas inhalation, this is a very big deal, the fact that it does both and actually doing it correctly. I could go on and on about their equipment. It's there's nothing even that comes close. You know, if there was, I'd be talking about, you know, I made a vow when I made that prayer that we talked about. I made a vow to share what's actually good and what can help people. And if it's not going to help people, like I turned down, I don't know if you can imagine this, but I turned down a ton of money. I've had companies contact me saying, hey, promote this bottle, you know, promote this pill, promote this machine. And I won't do it. There's a lot of products that I literally get emails every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't promote any of them. I literally don't have like, if it was about the money, you'd be seeing me promote probably like 500 products, right? Like a Dr. Mercola or something. How many products does he have on his? Ridiculous. And he's not the only one. Everybody's got a million products that they promote. And I get it, right? It's a lot of it's financially driven, but I'm really focused on what are the simple things that transform my life and how simple health can be and how that affects your mental well-being too. And by the way, even beauty, did you know that the Japanese are using the hydrogen for beauty also?
Like you are so ahead of us in the beauty world. Let's talk about some daily habits beyond hydrogen. I know we've been talking about hydrogen a lot, but the show is almost over and you have amazing results with your clients on helping them turn around their health. So what other daily habits other than hydrogen or water have made the biggest impact on your own and on your clients' health transformation?
Well, one of the real simple ones, again, I learned this from the Japanese too, is when you first wake up in the morning, and this one's free.
Mm-hmm.
First wake up in the morning, the very first thing you should do is literally you grab a toothbrush, you know, you go to the bathroom, grab a toothbrush, do not put toothpaste on it, don't put anything on it except for water, just wet your toothbrush, and you brush your teeth. And you make sure to brush the inner surfaces of your mouth. So the roof, the inner lining of the cheeks, your tongue, all the inner surfaces and your teeth, of course. And again, just with water, because Japanese discovered that we literally grow cancer-causing bacteria in our mouth. Yep. And people don't realize it. And brushing for 20 seconds before you start your day makes all the difference in the world, because the very first thing I do after cleaning my mouth, because I don't go and drink coffee right away. I don't go eat a donut or a piece of bread or anything. I don't eat anything. I don't even drink anything. I always clean my mouth first, because otherwise you ingest a lot of that bacteria. So that's
why with water and not with toothpaste first thing in the morning.
The reason that you don't use toothpaste is because it's going to leave a residue on your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then the very next part, like my personal protocol, the very next thing I do after cleaning my mouth is I go start drinking the cleanest water with the cleanest, best hydrogen in it. So I start my day with hydration.
And how much water do you drink? How many ounces?
Me personally, I drink, remember, it's different for everybody, but it depends on equipment too, but the Japanese equipment I'm using, I drink 1 liter in the morning.
Okay.
Get my day started.
Just plain water, no lemon, no nothing, just plain water.
Well, super clean. I do put minerals in it, so I dissolve. You want to see some of the minerals I use? Have you ever heard of this company called Pure Black?
No.
Yeah. So if you want to, so the website is spelled P-U-R and then the word black. So it's pureblack.com. And it's a shilajit. I don't know if you ever heard of shilajit.
Yeah, I love shilajit. It's a resin from the caves in the Himalayas.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I do is I dissolve it in water. I have a little cup. In fact, here, even in Japan here, I'm doing it. So I have a little cup. And you put some of it on this piece of metal and you hang it on there. And I put the cleanest water in here and dissolve those minerals. And then I take my hydrogen water, pour that in the cup, and I pour the minerals, because the minerals work with the hydrogen really beautifully if you do it done correctly. And then that's how I get my day going with rich minerals, cleanest water, best hydrogen in the world. And it's really pretty simple. It's a simple protocol. You know, you get this stuff in you. And I don't want to have the residue of the toothpaste, because then you end up kind of ingesting some of that. And a lot of people don't know this, but you know, I was actually, when I was younger, I was going to be a dentist. And so I learned something very interesting in dentistry. I learned that toothpaste is, dare I say, a little overrated. You can literally brush your teeth with just water and a toothbrush, and you're literally brushing off a ton of the garbage that's in our mouth. It's like taking a wet rag and going to a car. You don't need soap. You can literally wipe off dirt off a car with just a wet towel, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it really does work. And so I don't want any residue that I'm going to be ingesting. The only time I use toothpaste is at nighttime before I go to bed. That's my night protocol.
And some people say not to rinse your mouth after toothpaste because you rinse out the benefits and the toothpaste can stay in the mouth. So what do you think about rinsing for after toothpaste versus just leaving it there?
Well, you know, that's because they're going to go into the whole fluoride thing. Like, leave the fluoride on your teeth and then...
Yes, it works.
And so that's going to depend on the type of toothpaste you're using. But for me, I mean, I'm a big believer in, I use floss.
Mm-hmm.
I use more natural toothpastes. I try to stay with the chemical ones, you know, and I'll use I actually kind of create my own natural mouthwash. So I'll use, this is the cool thing about having a carbon distiller. You can do so many things without water. So I'll use certain like essential oils, you know, like peppermint or spearmint, and create my own mouthwash with that. But yeah, you can leave the toothpaste on there because then you go to bed, you know, and I think it's okay. I don't think it's a big deal.
If it's natural toothpaste, it's not so bad, right? It's not like fluoride. So let's get into some rapid fire and then we're going to wrap it up. Just answer yes or no. Stream of consciousness, coffee or tea?
Oh, green tea for sure.
You love green tea or matcha?
Well, matcha is basically green tea.
Yeah, do you like green tea or matcha, like in a tea bag? Or?
I would go green tea, and I wouldn't use a tea bag because a tea bag is the number two largest source of microplastics you can get in your body.
Cool.
That research for sure. So in Japan, they use these amazing, beautifully, you should see how they make them, these metal type of teapots. They're so heavy. They're so dense. And then they have a strainer. So you put the raw material. You just put the actual.
Raw leaves, yeah.
Yeah, no tea bags. I don't use.
I didn't realize they were so toxic. Morning workout or evening workout?
Oh, definitely morning. According to the science, the morning is definitely by far more beneficial. You get way more benefits.
One supplement you never skip?
Vitamin D. Vitamin D is the one. I don't supplement any vitamins because I get my nutrients a whole different way. But vitamin D, the only one that you're not going to get enough of it in your food. And the latest science from Japan, again, they made a huge discovery about how the sun affects the body. And I know everybody thinks, oh, I'll just be in the sun and I get vitamin D. You're wrong. What the Japanese have discovered is the human body reacts to the sunlight differently depending on your age. It's not the same for everybody. What they're finding out, these are huge discoveries. America's going to learn about it, I bet you, in like 10 years from now. They're always at least a decade to two decades behind Japan. And interestingly enough, we are seeing how molecular hydrogen, back to hydrogen again, causes the body to react to sunlight differently and vitamin D production. So this is all extremely interesting, but it's the one thing that I brought with me to Japan is vitamin D. It's the only one that I brought because... It's a very specific type of vitamin D2. They're not all created equal. This one uses, it's in its ionic form, and it uses certain minerals because we've discovered this now, even in America, that vitamin D works synergistically with certain minerals. And also, obviously, everybody knows about
K2. Mm-hmm. K2 and vitamin. So what brand is that?
This one's from a company called Concentrace, and I do a lot of,
Trace.
Yeah, the company, it says Trace, but the company is called Concentrace. They do really good minerals, and I got to hand it to them. They were using minerals with their vitamin D before anybody knew. And now that we know, one thing that I've realized about minerals, this is why I also brought this with me, the Shilajit. The minerals are so how the body functions. It's like this matrix in the body. And so it's very important to not be deficient in minerals. Yeah.
Great. So let's keep going. What's one daily habit that creates the biggest return on your health?
Hydration. Hydration. I just keep repeating that. And you already know where that goes.
Yes. What's one thing you're currently doing to stay balanced and stay out of burnout and overwhelm?
You know, I'm in love with water, and not just in it, but one of the reasons that I came to Japan, yes, was to learn more about hydrogen and health, but they have the best hot springs in the world. Hmm. And I love looking in their springs. You know, a proper bath, and not in like tap water, but a proper bath in these mineral-rich springs that come from deep within the earth. Oh, there's, and just get a good sweat. There's just nothing like it. I absolutely love it.
And finally, fill in the blank. Abundance means?
It means never lacking.
Beautiful. So, Greg, how can people hear about all the health protocols you recommend and your YouTube and all your social media? Where can we find you online?
So the best place to get all my information basically for free is on YouTube. The channel is Uprising144K. I put everything, or as much as I can, for free, because due to legal reasons, that's why I'm having to open up the website so people have access to the information that I've been uncovering for so long. And it really helps support the channel just by subscribing, you know, sharing. That really helps the algorithm. But I really recommend even going to my X account, to Instagram account. It's either going to be under Uprising144K or under what's called Hydrogen M. And or what was the other one? Instagram, Twitter, Rumble. And just subscribing to those, because I've been under attack a lot. So if anything happens to one channel, the only way you're going to find me is by going to one of the other ones, and I'll let people know where my new one is. So I always tell everybody, just go subscribe to all of them. And that's how you can stay in touch with all the latest updates that I have.
Well, thank you for being such a maverick and a pioneer in health and wellness. And thank you, listeners, for going on the journey with me, that you can achieve success in life through alignment, not the hustle and grind. Share this show with a friend and please subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support, and it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.